We ask kids what...
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of the Laura Ingram Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
You're healthy. Radio. Addiction starts now.
Power to the people!
The Laura Ingram Show.
Welcome to the Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. I'm John Hinderacher from Powerline, filling in for Laura today. And tomorrow is Thanksgiving. It is a short week. You know, I can remember when I started in the working world back in the 1970s. All the holidays have expanded since then, right? Thanksgiving was a holiday. And so everybody stayed home from the office on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. But the following day was just Friday. That was not a holiday. Everybody was back at work. And you could schedule things for the Friday and the day after Thanksgiving without having to worry that nobody would show up because it was a holiday. Nobody thought it was a holiday. But nowadays, if you try to get anything done other than shopping on the day after Thanksgiving, you are probably going to be out of luck. So Thanksgiving, major holiday in the United States, and it is a uniquely American holiday. They don't have Thanksgiving anywhere else around the world, to my knowledge. And, of course, Thanksgiving... began with the Pilgrims. The first Thanksgiving took place in what, the late 17th century, and there's all the stories about the feast that was attended by some Indians and so forth. That was the original Thanksgiving, and for many years thereafter, various people around the country would celebrate Thanksgiving in various ways, and governors in some states might proclaim a particular day to be a day of Thanksgiving, and the custom had spread around the United States. But it was not until 1863 when President Abraham Lincoln issued the first Thanksgiving Day proclamation, making Thanksgiving a national holiday and establishing a single date, a single Thursday in November, when Thanksgiving would be celebrated all around the country as a national holiday. And of course, that proclamation was issued in October of 1863, right in the middle of the Civil War. And I've had the feeling for a long time that a lot of liberals are uncomfortable with Thanksgiving. It's a funny thing about being a liberal. You know, you're uncomfortable about a lot of holidays, right? I mean, liberals are uncomfortable with Independence Day, the 4th of July, many of them. Most liberals nowadays, I think, are uncomfortable with Columbus Day because, you know, we all know Columbus was this, you know, this horrible exploiter of Native Americans or whatever. And of course, a lot of liberals don't celebrate Christmas. It's getting to the point where there are not so many holidays that American liberals are really enthusiastic about. And what is it that so many liberals that makes so many liberals uncomfortable about Thanksgiving? I think it's the very nature of the holiday, because if we're going to give thanks, that obviously raises the question, give thanks to whom, right? If we're going to be grateful, we've got to be grateful to somebody. And, of course, in American tradition, the somebody is God. And if you go back and you look at the original Thanksgiving Proclamation that Abraham Lincoln issued in October of 1863, there's no ambiguity about who we're being thankful to, you know, to whom gratitude is being expressed. It's a very religious document. I've got to read from it here in just a moment. I looked it up earlier this morning. It's been a long time since I read it, and it really is worth revisiting. Apparently, the proclamation was actually written by William Seward, Secretary of State at that time, and one of Lincoln's, of course, chief cabinet officers, written by William Seward and signed by Abraham Lincoln on October 3rd, 1863. And if you think back and recall your Civil War history, that was a time when the clouds were beginning to part and things were beginning to go better for the Union and the Civil War. The Battle of Gettysburg, of course, and the capture of Vicksburg happening simultaneously in early July. This would have been 3 months after that. So things were looking up for the Union at this point. So I just want to read from this proclamation that President Abraham Lincoln issued in 1863. And just, it's interesting as we listen to it, just to think about how far we've drifted away from the assumptions, the sort of common assumptions that America made about their country and about the world at that time. So it begins like this. The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and to provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations, order has been maintained, the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict, while that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union. Needful diversions of wealth and of strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. I love that. Needful diversion of resources has not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements, and the mines, as well of iron and coal as of the precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege, and the battlefield, and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increase of freedom. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and one voice, by the whole American people. I do, therefore, invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they do also, with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience, commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it, as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes, to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the United States to be affixed. So that was it. That was the original national Thanksgiving proclamation issued by President Abraham Lincoln in October of 1863. And the Thanksgiving holiday has been observed as a national holiday every year since then. And I think, you know, honestly, it's hard not to enjoy sometimes the discomfiture of liberals, you know, the difficulty that they sometimes have enjoying basic things like the Thanksgiving holiday and participating in them wholeheartedly with the majority of their fellow Americans. And I think the problem that so many liberals have, not all, but so many liberals have, is that the concept of a Thanksgiving holiday implies that we're thankful to somebody. And who is the somebody to whom we are giving thanks? Well, obviously, it is God. And religion has become one of the real fault lines in American public life. Increasingly, well, there certainly are some religious liberals, no doubt about it. I go to church with some of them. You probably do, too. Increasingly, the American left is a secular left. And that makes a lot of liberals uncomfortable with the holiday that we are going to be celebrating tomorrow. So when we come back, we're going to run to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to read from something completely different from President Lincoln's original Thanksgiving proclamation, and it is an article. It's from Harper's Bazaar, and it's how one liberal recommends that fellow liberals ought to observe the Thanksgiving holiday. The title of the article is How to Talk to Your Family About Racism on Thanksgiving. So we'll be right back with that after these messages.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Every time you go online or use public Wi-Fi, you're putting your personal information in danger. Unless you take precautions, a hacker can grab your passwords or your credit card info in seconds. These hacks happen millions of times every day, and the victims have their personal information exposed or identity stolen. So how can you protect yourself? The software I use is called ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN makes it super easy for anyone to stay secure online. ExpressVPN hides your IP address and encrypts all of your data online. That means nobody can see what you do on the internet, not even government spy agencies like the NSA. The ExpressVPN app takes 90 seconds to set up on your computer or your phone. You click a button, and poof, you're protected. So if you want to protect yourself from hackers and spies, visit expressvpn.com/Laura. To get this special offer, you'll get 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Laura for 3 months free with a one-year package. Don't risk your online data any longer. Visit expressvpn.com/Laura today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's actually really been helping my system and my lupus and my gastro problems. So I'm actually very happy with the product.
Acid reflux is pretty much under control. That's why I keep taking it.
I have noticed, you know, I'm sleeping better since I started taking the Balance of Nature and all the other things I'm doing.
I can't believe how wonderful your product is. I listened to you guys on the radio for years and years and years, and I listened to all the testimonials. I go, well, you know, it's probably time to give it a try. And I've been just happy as can be ever since.
For a limited time, use discount code Laura, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Laura.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving holiday, which I'm certainly looking forward to, and I'm sure you are as well. Before the break, I read President Lincoln's original proclamation of Thanksgiving as a national American, uniquely American holiday. And it's all about giving thanks to God for the blessings he has bestowed on the United States of America. And I'm talking about the fact that liberals don't always see it that way. And there's one, I want to talk a little bit about an article that appears in Harper's Bazaar, which I think was like a patriotic magazine back during the Civil War at the time of the original Thanksgiving proclamation. But it's quite different now. And this is an article by someone named Rachel Elizabeth Cargill. Never heard of her, don't know who she is. And the title of the article is How to Talk to Your Family About Racism on Thanksgiving. Now, on the left these days, every occasion is a time to talk about racism. It doesn't make any difference what day it is. It's the right time to talk about racism. So this article, I'm going to pick it up a paragraph or two in. She says, after a year of relentless atrocities that don't always make for easy conversation at the dinner table, it's important to make Thanksgiving preparations beyond the tablescape and the menu. Now, I'm not sure what she has in mind there. I mean, my year in 2018 was not one of relentless atrocities. I'm guessing yours probably wasn't either. She doesn't really specify what that reference is. And then she goes on, this year I want you to prepare for something a little more nuanced than stuffing or cranberry sauce. I want you to prepare to rock the family boat with important discussions that stretch beyond the surface of how's the weather and who are you dating these days. So she goes on. As Angela Davis reminds us, it is not enough to not be a racist. Now, Angela Davis is both a murderer and a communist. I mean, it's quite a twofer, and not someone I would cite as an authority on Thanksgiving. And it continues. On the holiday itself, we can start with a few obvious points. Columbus was not a hero, but in reality a destructive colonizer whose conquests led to the massacre of millions of Native Americans. Now, this particular writer seems to have confused Thanksgiving with Columbus Day, or Explorer's Day, as it's known in our Scandinavian precincts like Minnesota, where I live. But Thanksgiving is not Columbus Day. That is a different holiday. And by the way, it is not true that millions of Native Americans were massacred. I mean, that's ridiculous. She continues, for some reason, white people still cling to the idea that Columbus did something monumental and worthy of praise. Well, like crossing the Atlantic Ocean and discovering America, for example. She continues, you may hear them say, we can't dismiss the fact that the foundation of this country has offered a lot of good to the world. And that's true. I mean, if you imagine the history of the world, if the New World had not existed, and if Columbus had kept sailing and sailing and sailing until he achieved his objective, which was to reach the Far East by sailing west, and if you simply imagine the history of the world without the United States of America being part of it, it is a grim vision. I mean, it is grim. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about the fact that the United States of America has been a tremendous boon to world history. But that's not how this writer at Harper's Bazaar sees it. She says, and you will reply, quote, we cannot simply ignore the fact that the success of this, quote, great, close quote, country has been on the backs of native black and brown people. That only in eradicating whole communities to take their land, dismissing complete cultures, and the manual labor of those marginalized communities has wealth and power been acquired. So that is the leftist view of American history. It was only by eradicating whole communities to take their land, that would be the Indians, I suppose, dismissing complete cultures, and the manual labor of those marginalized communities, that's how wealth and power were acquired. It had nothing to do with the manual labor of all the people who immigrated to the United States or what became the United States from Europe and elsewhere. Nothing to do with that. It's all about stealing from the so-called marginalized communities. Now, that I would say, is an insane account of American history. But it is an account that is very common on the left, and it is an account that is largely what is taught in public schools across the United States. It wasn't that way when I was a kid, but if you have children who are now in the public schools or grandchildren now in the public schools, what this virulently anti-American leftist wrote is quite close to what those children are likely being taught in school, the Howard Zinn version of American history. And then, of course, no article is complete, no leftist article is complete without going on to talk about white privilege. And by the way, what any of this has to do with Thanksgiving is anyone's guess. But this writer continues, white privilege is a topic that has been a hard pill to swallow for many people in the white community. They will say, but I have no privilege. I wasn't born rich and I worked hard for everything I have. Don't paint me as a bad person just because I was born white. And of course, that's a the words she puts in the mouth of this hypothetical white person are pretty reasonable, really. Isn't that how just about everybody feels about the white privilege theme, which has become universal? And again, what any of this has to do with the holiday of Thanksgiving is a little hard to understand. So, of course, this article goes on to talk about Black Lives Matter. It talks about Colin Kaepernick and how football is played on Thanksgiving. And so kneeling for the national anthem may come up around the family dinner table. And here's how you can be prepared to argue in favor of Colin Kaepernick and the other football and kneelers. It goes on to talk about Black Lives Matter and how critically important that movement is, and it's sort of the whole leftist array that we see over and over again, only it's packaged in this guise of how to talk to your racist relatives at Thanksgiving around the Thanksgiving dinner table. Well, I can tell you this, that's not a conversation my family is going to have tomorrow, and I sincerely hope your family is not going to have it either. We're going to run to a break. When we come back, we are going to be joined by Dr. Steve Moore.
After a relaxing Thanksgiving spent with your family, the last thing anyone wants to do is brave the frenzy of Black Friday shoppers. Well, luckily for you, SelectBlinds.com makes it easy to score huge savings on blinds, all from the comfort of your own home. Take advantage of the upcoming Select Blinds Black Friday weekend sale with unbeatable deals on high-quality blinds, shades, and shutters. And they're all custom. You won't see discounts this big again all year. SelectBlinds.com is the simple and smart way to get blinds. It'll take the guesswork out of ordering blinds online. They offer high-quality blinds for unbelievable prices. Select Blinds also has the most online reviews and 5-star ratings on the planet. That's more than 1 million satisfied customers. SelectBlinds.com is the simple and smart way to get blinds. Shop the upcoming Black Friday weekend sale at SelectBlinds.com for amazing deals on blinds, shades, and shutters. Remember to mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Let Select Blinds upgrade your home today. SelectBlinds.com.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, inviting you to join us for our Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday effort. We'll be providing holiday meals for our military families in need here in Northern California. You can help by dropping off non-perishable food items and gift cards at 2110 North Street, the museum office, or make a donation of a prepackaged bag of groceries for our military families through Homeward Bound. We also encourage you to donate a toy to be distributed through Homeward Bound. We are also collecting non-perishable items to ship to troops overseas who are deployed this holiday season. So many ways we can help those who serve for us. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280, the Office of the Northern California Veterans Museum. And happy Thanksgiving to you from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up the 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA. The weight of the world is on
your shoulders. I know what you need. Welcome back to the Laura Ingraham Show, Your Healthy Radio Addiction. I'm John Hinderacher from Powerline, filling in for Laura today, and we are joined right now by Steve Moore, Senior Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, founder of the Club for Growth, and author of the recently released book, Trumponomics. Steve, thanks for being on the program.
Hey, John. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, Steve. Let's just jump in and start talking about your book. It came out just within the last couple of weeks. It's called Trumponomics. What's it all about?
Well, it's sort of an insider view of how Donald Trump came across these ideas, how he's rebuilt the economy in such an amazing way from the, you know, kind of malaise that we faced for the last 10 years in the economy. And, you know, Trump is an amazing, amazing political force. And, you know, we're always asked, what is it that really made Trump so successful? And, he always says, you know, we always say that it's the fact that he's a businessman and that he understands you know, how business works, how to make a payroll. And he's brought these kind of pro-growth business principles to Washington. I mean, what a concept, right? Pro-business in the White House. But I think it's made all the difference. You see this in just the confidence levels that businesses have. Consumer confidence is high. And by the way, I'm not buying for 1 minute, John, this idea that the economy is headed to a recession. You know, we've had some headlines in the papers recently about this. It's complete nonsense. I mean, you've got construction is as strong as it's been in 40 years. We've got manufacturing is back. We've got, you know, industrial production is high. Consumer confidence is high. You know, we've got the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. And what are people talking about when they say a recession is around the corner? The tax cut is not wearing off. A lot of liberals say, oh, the tax cut is just a sugar high. It's not a sugar high. This is something that's doesn't expire for 5 years. So I'm very bullish on the economy. And it's because we got this guy in the White House who understands how to grow an economy.
And Steve, I think a lot of our listeners are aware of this, but I'm sure many others are not. You've had a front row seat. You know, you've actually been part of this. Talk about that a little bit of your own experiences with the administration.
Well, I had the time of my life working on the campaign with Donald Trump. And you know, the book, by the way, Trumponomics, is not really – people go, oh, I don't like economics books. And there's no math and there's no, you know, economic equations here. It's really just about Trump and how he adopted this game plan and how it's worked. And, you know, we tell this – the first chapter of the book is called Meeting Trump, because remember 2.5 years ago, John, there were, what, 15 Republicans running for president. And, you know, I've been in this game for a while, and I think I knew 14 of the 15 Republican candidates. The only one I had never met was Donald Trump. And Larry Kudlow and I were called to Trump Tower back in January of 2016, and we sat down for about an hour and a half with Trump and talked about economics, just the three of us. He's an amazing guy. I mean, I walked out of that room with stars in my eyes. I was like, this guy is going to win. And so we got going on the and we helped devise the tax plan. Trump knew he wanted to cut taxes, and he asked Larry and I to just – he knew kind of what he wanted to do, but he asked us to put some meat on the bones and put together a well-thought-out plan. And we did that. And, you know, one funny story from the book is, you know me and Larry Kudlow, we like to cut tax rates. And we recommended to Trump a 20% business tax rate because, you know, the rest of the world is at 20%. We're at 40%. And we said, so, sir, we were recommending to you that you recommend a 20% tax cut. And he sat back in his chair. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. He said, I want 15. I want 15. And so, you know, and the interesting part about that is that, you know, because he insisted on 15%, we ended up at the end of the day, I'll never forget that it was a few days before Christmas, almost exactly 2 years ago. I mean, a year ago. And he, Mitch McConnell, you know, he's the Senate Majority Leader. He had the caucus with all the Republicans to see if we could get 50 votes. And he came to the room and he said, "Mr. President, I'm so sorry. I know you wanted a 15% tax rate, but I did everything I could and I failed you. I couldn't get 15." He said, "But would you take 20?" And Trump just about said, "In a New York Meadow, I'll take 20." And what's interesting about that is I learned a lot from Trump because the guy is a master negotiator. You know, if you want to understand Donald Trump, you have to read our book, but then you have to read his book called Art of the Deal. And this guy is one of the best negotiators. That's why he's going to win in China, John. He's going to get a great deal from the Chinese. He's not backing down here. He's using the leverage of the American consumer market to force China to make some concessions. I think at the end of the day, he's going to win. And when he wins on that, the stock market's really going to go through the roof.
I'm glad you brought that up, Steve, because if you ask yourself what rational basis do some of these critics have to claim that it could be a recession around the corner and so on, that there's a sort of a black mark in what looks like an outstanding economic record for the Trump administration, they would point to the trade war. You know, they would say, "Oh, well, Trump got us into this trade war." Talk about that a little bit. What are your views on that?
You know, that's a great question because, we do deal with that quite a bit in the book. And, you know, Donald Trump, when we had that first meeting that I was just describing, at the end of the meeting, Donald Trump said to us, "I'd like you two to be my senior economic advisors for the campaign." And Larry and I kind of looked at each other. And by the way, let me just interject something as a pause here. I mean, how great is it that the most important economist in the world today is Larry Kudlow? I mean, Larry's, amazing, and he's a great communicator. He believes in free enterprise and free markets, and what a great choice he was to be the NEC chairman. But anyway, Larry and I said, "Well, we can't work for you, sir, because, we're for free trade, and you're a protectionist." And he turned to us, and he got kind of angry. He said, "I'm not a protectionist." He said, "I just want a good deal for America. I want to make sure that when we trade with these countries that they're opening up their markets to us and that it's a level playing field." And I got to tell you, John, I started looking at the – because I'm a free trade guy. I'm a Milton Friedman guy. But I started looking at the actual evidence, and it turned out that Trump, in not always, but in many cases, was right, that the other countries were not – we have all these trade deals, but these other countries aren't playing by the rules. They're not bringing their terrorists down. So we've lowered our terrorists, and they haven't lowered theirs, and that's especially true with China. I mean, China cheats. They steal. They are abusive in their trade practices.
Huge intellectual property issues as well, huge intellectual property issues.
Yeah, $300 billion a year they steal from us. That's our pharmaceutical products, our computer software, our patents, our copyrights. You know, there are 150 Apple stores in China, but only like 5 of them are actually owned by Apple. So they just put this insignia on the wall and say, "We're Apple." I mean, you can't do that. John, that'd be like you and I say, "Let's go start a McDonald's." And we just put the arches
up. Put up the arches and start selling hamburgers, right?
That's what they do. I mean, they're brazen about it. And finally, we got a president who's, standing up to these guys as well he should. Now, look, that said, I disagree very fervently with the steel tariffs. I think the steel tariffs have been a big mistake, and I think they're actually – costing American more jobs than they're saving, because now our steel is more expensive and that makes our manufacturers less competitive. So I don't always agree with Donald Trump, but I got to tell you, John, I think about 80 to 90% of the time I do. And I love the fact that he fights for America. I love the whole America First theme. And it's really restored a kind of new renaissance in the American economy.
Steve, I couldn't agree more. I don't know. I don't remember when I first learned that you and Larry were the chief economic advisors. If I'd known that at the time or focused on it, I would have been a Trump guy. You know, I wasn't. The reason I wasn't is because I didn't see Trump as being really in the conservative mold. You know, but you and Larry are. It's almost symbolic because you two are some of the best known advocates for Reagan style economic growth.
Well, first of all, John, thank you for saying that. Second of all, I think that, the second chapter of the book, the first chapter is called Meeting Trump, about how we just fell in love with the guy. The second chapter is called is about the incredible grief that we took from conservatives, you're sellouts, you don't have any principles, et cetera. I mean, some of our best friends basically never, forgave us for backing Trump. And people always ask to this day, "Well, why did you guys get behind him?" And there's two reasons, Sean. Number one, Donald Trump is a hard guy to say no to. he's just a very hard guy to say no to because he's a very likable person. And number two, John, I knew the guy was going to win. I just knew the guy's a winner. And I went to the rallies and I saw what was happening, how it was appealing to blue collar middle class workers, the kind of people who listen to Laura's, you know, radio show, this radio show. And these are people who had just been left behind, frankly, by both parties. Neither party was speaking to these people. And there are millions and millions of them, and great Americans who work hard. And I'm talking about veterans and school teachers and you know, people who drive trucks. And there used to be like 500 motorcycles parked inside the arenas where Trump had his rallies. And I'd ask people, why are you here? And they'd say, because Trump cares about us, because he's going to shake up things in Washington, because he does put America first. And that was very appealing to me, I have to say. And even though I didn't always agree with Trump, you know, he has a belief in America that I think a lot of liberals don't share. He loves this country. He loves American businesses and he loves American workers. And John, every conversation we'd have with him, Larry and I on the economy, he'd always ask the question, how is this going to affect millionaires and billionaires? He doesn't care about millionaires and billionaires. He said, how is this going to affect that steel worker in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, or the coal miner in Charleston, West Virginia, or the auto worker in Michigan? And those are people who are left behind.
We're talking with Steve Moore, author of the brand new book, Trumponomics. Steve, I'm in a studio here with Fox News on the TV, with the volume off and the news crawler across the bottom and so on. And apparently the market opened here a few minutes ago with the Dow up 150 points or something. Now, we've had this sell-off in the market.
Yep.
And is that important? What do you make of it?
You know, look, I think, first of all, the stock market is not the economy, right? And the real economy is hot. You know, I mean, we've got, as I mentioned from the outset, you know, construction's hot, manufacturing is hot. Every sector of the economy is good. There was some, you know, the retail, we'll see on Friday, because obviously Friday is Black Friday, so it's a big day for the retailers. But Americans are flush with cash. They're feeling good about things. So I'm bullish right now. And now the sell-off in stocks, a lot of it was in the technology companies. I got to tell you, you know, when I see Google and Facebook and Apple, they're taking their lumps. But I stopped using Facebook. I mean, they are so abusive to conservatives, and they have such a liberal culture. I think they have been hoisted in their own petard, frankly, and I think that they have turned off so many customers by their radical left-wing practices that I think it's come back and hurt them.
You know, I'm really glad you said that, Steve, because that was the next question I wanted to ask you. A number of people have talked about the fact that there are these dominant companies in the tech space, whether it's Facebook,
yep.
Google,
yep.
Apple in certain markets, Twitter in its market,
Amazon. Yep.
And my friend Glenn Reynolds, who I'm sure you know as well, had a piece in USA Today just a couple of days ago amplifying a theme that he's been sounding on Instapundit for a while, and he's calling for antitrust enforcement. He's saying Department of Justice, the antitrust division, they should start going after these tech monopolies and break them up. I've got some issues with that.
I mean, I think antitrust, we should not have antitrust laws. I mean, look, we don't need antitrust laws. These technology companies like Google, you know, it's 5-10 years from now, they may not even be a dominant company. I mean, the market is what disciplines these. We don't want government regulators telling companies they have to break up. I mean, remember they tried to break – remember when they thought AT&T was going to take over the world? Then they thought that Microsoft. I mean, does anybody today think Microsoft is taking over the world? I mean, so just because a company is successful, I don't think there's a reason for antitrust. And by the way, anybody can start a – anybody can start a Facebook. I mean, we just as consumers have to stop. All you have to do is just turn it off. That's what you have to do. Just don't use it, right? We as consumers have so much power as conservatives. And one of my beefs with the conservative movement is we don't use that power. But we're starting to, and that's why Facebook is really facing a tough time right now. A lot of conservatives just say, I'm not using your product anymore.
You know, for in some areas that certainly would work. For example, search. I mean, search is not a natural monopoly. But yeah. Let me ask you one more question on this topic, Steve, and that is about network effects. It seems to me that a company like Facebook and a company like Twitter, those might be natural monopolies because of network effects, which means, just briefly put, that the value comes in large part from the fact that everybody else is using it too.
Well, look, I mean, I don't want to punish Google for building a better mousetrap. I mean, the fact is, remember, there were a lot of search engines out there, Yahoo and and so many others. And why has Google become dominant? Because they provide a pretty good product. They have the best search engine out there. But look, if they falter, there's going to be other companies that move in. You know, my son is working in Silicon Valley right now, and it is like the Wild West out there. There are so many new companies coming on board, and some of those are going to be the new Googles of the future. And so I want government as far away from the technology industry as it possibly can get. And you know, this is the pride of America that every, you know, Amazon and Apple now have a market cap that is $1 trillion. $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
right.
Bigger than most countries.
Right.
So that's
yeah.
My feeling about it.
Well, Steve, it's always encouraging to talk with you. There's no recession on the horizon. The economy
no
is going strong.
Yeah. This economy is hot as it's ever been. Donald Trump created. I loved it, by the way, when Obama tried to take credit for the Trump economy, and how crazy is that?
It's also so funny, Steve, because on the one hand, the Democrats will tell you that Trump is doing all these horrible things. On the other hand, they want to take credit.
Consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds.
No, it certainly isn't. Steve Moore, thanks very much for being on. One last question before I let you go, Steve.
Yeah.
Your new book, Trumponomics, where
yep.
should our listeners go to buy it?
Well, I hate to say this, you got to go to Amazon.
Yeah, all right.
But, right. You know, and it's in bookstores, too. And thanks for having me on. I hope you have a great, great, great Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday of the year.
You too, Steve. Thanks for being on the program. We're going to run to a break, and we'll come back with your calls at 855-40-LAURA.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Listen up, men. It's time to be honest with yourself. Are you or someone you know addicted to drugs or alcohol? Do you think that you can handle the problem on your own? Don't try to fight your problems on your own. Call Windward Way Recovery now at 855-250-8898. That's 855-250-8898. Windward Way Recovery is an evidence-based treatment center specializing in men's needs. When you call, you will speak with advisors who know what you are going through and can tailor a program that is right for you. The call is free and completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there may be little to no cost to you. Don't let addiction ruin your life. Your family, your relationships, or your job. Take the first step to recovery by calling Windward Way Recovery now, the trusted source for addiction treatment for men. 855-250-8898. 855-250-8898. That's 855-250-8898. Call now before it's too late.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Take a deeper look at homelessness and human trafficking through Turtle Bay's Shadows of the Human Condition, Elephants and Demeter's Children, on display now. Explore artist Sandra Relier's impactful artworks, showcasing the stories of our local homeless community and the international plight of human trafficking. Shadows of the Human Condition is on display through January 13th and is presented by Dignity Health Northgate. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR. The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Call the Laura Ingram Show, 1-855-40-LAURA.
I played Sally Gooden all day. If I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So a fiddle when I can, work when I should. Thank God I'm a touch of boy. Well, I got me a fine wife.
Well, there's a song I haven't heard for a while by John Denver, a guy I haven't heard from in general for a while. Of course, he died years ago in a plane accident. We got just a few seconds here before we go to the break at the top of the hour, but Thanksgiving Day is tomorrow, and a great conversation with Steve Moore, author of the brand new book, Trumponomics. And I think one of the things we have to be thankful for this year, and we don't want to make Thanksgiving into a holiday about politics, obviously, but one of the things we have to be thankful for is that we have a government currently, an administration, that's really trying to fight for the American people, putting America first. That's just one more thing to add to the list. We have to go to a break here at the top of the hour, and we'll be back with your calls at 855-40-LAURA.
Hey guys, my friends at MyPillow have some great news for the holidays. They are bringing back their buy one, get one free deal for a limited time. You buy one of any type of their pillows and receive one of the same or lesser value for free. There's no better gift than a MyPillow for the holidays. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable. It also comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you got nothing to lose. To get this limited time offer of a buy one, get one free, go to MyPillow.com and then click on the radio listener special or call them at 800-385-5164 and use the promo code Laura. That's 800-385-5164. Always use the promo code Laura and then you'll get the holiday buy one, get one free special. Remember, the folks at MyPillow have been steadfast supporters of free speech and free and diverse intellectual thought in this country. So call them at 800-385-5164 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Laura. Remember, MyPillow.com, use the promo code Laura.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or...
I'm here with Dr. Premalit Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it. Recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie,